folks, it's such a beautiful day. I am heading up into Anderson Valley, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be stopping in at Schroppenberger Cellars. Tex Sawyer, an old friend of mine, sitting here. And Tex, it's great to be with you again.
Doc, we're going to start with the Brut today. It's a multi-vintage Brut, usually composed of about three vintages. A typical California-styled sparkling wine in that it's fruit forward. It really exemplifies youth in the character. Blend of 60% Chardonnay and 40% Pinot Noir. And it's basically our flagship wine. It's 2 years on the yeast lees, and we end up with a wine that reminds me of a fruit tart, a kind of a rustic style tart with a shortbread base with a kind of a caramel, creamy vanilla layer, and then on top of that is peaches. It's a really quite tasty wine for me. I like it a lot.
The way you've described it, we might have to put that one with dessert. Let's fill people in a little bit about Anderson Valley, because Chardonnay and Pinot Noir are what Anderson Valley is all about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Anderson Valley is one of the coldest grape-growing areas in California, and that's because we have the Aleutian Current that comes down shore and causes a coastal upwelling, keeps the water temperature about 50 degrees year-round. We have an onshore breeze that keeps the place really cool, even though we're at a Mediterranean latitude. We get lots of sunshine, so we get fully mature grapes at harvest, but that cold keeps us with the same pHs and titratable acidities that they get in Champagne, so we can do the Scharfenberger full mallow-style wine, which is pretty typical of Champagne. Champagnes is it gives us a vanilla creamy component to the wine.
Some food just came to the table, and Tex, you're not hungry, are you? You look famished. I just had to ask.
I'm just starving, man.
It's time for some food, and Chef was very smart about this. He got us a couple of dishes to go with this, and one of them's a dessert. So I guess I got my wish.
Oh yeah, it looks great.